Now the cinnamon and the ginger and the cloves are being mixed together, is that right?
Well, the ginger I've put, because it's a damp, because we're using fresh
ginger, fresh ginger,
frozen ginger, what I've done is I've
added that to the mixture.
Added that, and then I've got to put this, the flour and stuff together, blend into the mixture. I'm going to start blending this into the mixture now, the other stuff, the flour.
And by the way, Angela, the stuff's meant to stay in the bowl.
Yeah, it's not meant to go flying out of the bowl, but you know,
well, it's
these.
It's not going out now. It's,
are you sure?
Now, Jamie, you could pour some water out of the kettle into a jug.
What about me?
The amount is how much?
Well, how is Jamie going to know how much?
250 mils. Well, I'll give him a measuring jug, you see.
Yeah, but how is he going to know?
He just fills it up, you see, and I'll take 250 of it.
All right, okay, so what'll I do then?
And
we have wine here too, by the way, people.
The kettle's open, just take that water out. The water's out. Can I taste it and see how gingery it tastes, actually?
I'd laugh if we hear it, but oh!
Oh, God!
What's that?
More, Jamie, that's about 100.
Just fill it
up, and then you see I can measure.
That?
Just fill it.
Yeah, but
there's enough. Yeah, it's loads, Jamie. That's it. Don't put any more in. That's more.
Pour it over your head and shut up.
So you're going to taste the cake, Angela?
Oh, well, I've tasted it now.
Mm. No, we're not doing that.
Lovely.
Mm.
I might put more ginger. I might use all that ginger, actually. Because everybody complained that there wasn't enough in those recipes, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Bunging the whole lot in, and you've got more here.
And any that's left over, we'll keep it for the next time. You know, we can freeze it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
What? Well, the spoon's the wrong way around, though, isn't it?
Yeah, just turn it round.
I don't feel like it.
What do you think?
Yum, yum. We'll just try in some of the mixture with the ginger in. It's not that gingery, really.
Is it not?
Well, what I mean is it's not overpowering.
Yeah. 250, right, here goes. I'll use a wooden spoon.
That was.
Beat it in.
Mmm.
It's quite tasty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
You can definitely taste the ginger, but you.
It's not overpowering, is it? No.
I can make it actually very nice.
You can actually, if you wanted.
A lot of people said to put in 4 teaspoonfuls of ground ginger, although the rest of you had said 2. But
you could get away with putting a bit more in if you chose to, because.
Yeah, I finished it off there. I put whatever there is.
It's not.
You put yours in as well, Jamie, whatever you've done
there. Yeah.
I think you could get away with that because it's not. Overly overpowering at all is actually quite nice, yeah. So we've just tasted
it's
that.
So healthy for you. Oh God, it's so burning when you eat it raw.
That was rather noish. We shall resume recording when something else interesting happens.
No.
Pause
recording. Quite nice, isn't it? It's not overly anything.
No.
So catnip sounds a lovely church.
Yeah, that was us tasting the final mixture of the cake before it goes in the oven. Or is it already in the oven?
It's in the oven.
It's already in the oven. So that's pretty much us. And we've got wait an hour for it to cook. So, Nom, 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 nom. What's in this bowl in here? Oh, there's a bit more mixture on this, Jay.
Where?
Here, if you meet your finger right now. Jamie and I are going to be ultimate pigs. As we always are, and just keep rubbing our fingers against the wee spatula. Because we can get the mixture off.
It's always like the bowl stuff after.
I know. We used to always do that and take a wish on when we was making the Christmas cake.